get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 639, we're going to talk about the rule of compounding effort and how it relates to web design. Tim, what the hell is compounding effort?
Yes. So compounding effort is basically the concept of what you do today isn't necessarily starting over if you've done, you know, the work and everything yesterday and the day before and the day before. And so rather than trying to explain that with the definition, let me give you an example. So you might know someone that's been in business for a while doing web design with clients and stuff, and they just have so many internal referrals coming in consistently. It's like, how the heck do they get so many incoming referrals? And so the reason why is because it's compounding effort. They've been in business for years. They've built relationships. They've done all these projects. And so they have a bunch of happy clients and stuff. And so it's not like they started over after every new project. No, leads that they had before and everything are starting to come to fruition. And so that's kind of what we're talking about here. And so for a lot of new businesses that are trying to get clients and build a client base and get projects and stuff, it might seem like you're pulling teeth just trying to get that first project. And you get the first project, and then it's like, okay, it's equally hard to get that second one. But when you stick with it and you've been doing it a while, the effort starts to build on itself. And you might reach out to people and build a relationship, over here. And then they're not ready for a website now, but you build that connection. And then you do the same thing over here and over here and over here. And then later down the road, those start to come to fruition and actually become paid projects. And it's effort that you did, over a long period of time that compounds in order to, make you really successful the longer you've been in business.
Yeah, and I relate this to early in my web design career. I wanted something, to use that kind of the rule of compounding effort. And I relate mostly to like service and maintenance agreements and stuff. So, I basically wanted I had a goal of a specific revenue that I wanted to hit. And I knew that it was going to take some time to build that up and effort, and it wasn't going to happen overnight, that it was going to be what Tim was talking about. I was brand new. I was in web design, and I would go out and I'd get clients, and the next thing I had to get another client, and then I had to get another client. And it was always about me going out and pursuing the work, whereas when I got established and, not only established on the web, and where people could start finding me because Google saw me as an authority in my local area in web design, but also existing customers started referring me, and, work started to come in. It didn't totally, rely on me making a phone call, walking into a business. I all of a sudden started getting these other, streams of, payoff basically of the work that I had done initially. And what I really liked about the service and maintenance agreements was that I had a goal to just sign up 100 maintenance and service agreements, which basically allowed me to just maintain the main core functionalities of their website, and something that I felt that every small business even could afford, and that was very important for them to do. But over time, if I could get 100 clients in the stable paying me X number of dollars a year, that I would start the year off with a guaranteed, revenue. And that took time to build up over time and stuff. And that's, this rule of compounding effort and stuff, it applies in so many different areas and stuff. But and there's several ways that you can use it in web design. Most people don't think about, the hard work that they're doing today and how's it going to pay off in the long run and stuff. And Tim and I teach a lot of this stuff, and our Divi Business Expert course, which, yes, it's focused on Divi because Tim and I are, you know, we're all in with WordPress and Divi. We're product creators for the Divi theme, but it's very business focused. And you could transplant Divi with, you know, if you wanted to. We recommend Divi. We think you should be using it because it's easy. But you could take the business principles from that course, and we talk a lot about this compounding effort and stuff in that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the maintenance and service agreement, that's another perfect example of the compounding effort at play. And it's hard when you're a web designer because it's like you're not really thinking of the compounding effort and, you know, the fact that you're going to be building something that's going to be worth, you know, a lot more later and have a lot more, you know, things happening down the road. It's like a lot of times you're just thinking about that next project and stuff because you're trying to, you know, pay rent, pay mortgage or whatever. And so you're just trying to think about that next paycheck. But if you can kind of look at the big picture and zoom out a bit and like what David was saying, you know, with the maintenance and service agreements and wanting to, you know, have 100 maintenance clients. So he'd be starting the year with, what was it? 100 grand at the time.
Yeah, well, mine at the time was I wanted to, you know, make $1,500 per customer, so start the year off with $150,000 a year, you know. And my goal was it was going to be a 5-year plan, you know. It would take me 5 years to get there, but once I got there, you know, it was like, okay, well, I'm going to start off with a 6-figure salary before I ever even close the first web design contract. And I actually hit the 6 figures, you know, earlier than 5 years. That was just the goal that I set myself and stuff. And that's kind of where I wanted to go and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's important to have that big picture mindset because, yeah, it's like a lot of times when someone's new in business, it's like you're only thinking about that short term, and sometimes you have to because you have to, like I said, you have bills to pay. But if you can kind of look at that big picture, it's worth it, absolutely, especially when you combine it with the things we've talked about the last couple episodes with consistency and all of that. So,
awesome. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic in episode 640. It's a doozy. It's a great one. How turning down certain web design projects can actually make you more money. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.